Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's that?
Who in the hell is that guy?
What guy?
We ain't in no damn Crafty Crab.
Is that what it said?
Yeah, that's what it said. And he said Ron Ugly was here today. What's he talking about?
Uh-oh.
He's 0 for 2, man.
Uh-oh.
Crafty Crab. We're at Christian's Tailgate, man. Come on through, Christian's Tailgate.
For the record, that is not my Bobo.
Boy, I tell you what, T, you damn sure ain't going to take the blame. You ain't going to let nobody even think about that being your fault, are you?
Hell nah.
He's going to get out in front of that one, y'all.
No way.
Hey, to hell with the fact that it was wrong. I'm just going to let y'all know it was not me. I did not do it.
Hell nah. And before any of you trolling ass fools out there, text in and say something to that effect.
Hey,
not on me.
Let them know, T. You may oversleep on that old nap, but you ain't putting in that wrong down. You're going to know exactly where we're at, ain't you?
I knew where I was headed, too. Damn it.
Set yourself up.
I can't say anything.
Hey, come on through, man. Christian's Tailgate again, 1010 Highway 6. We got the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, stop number 10. Steve and Shannon are in the building. They've made all 10 so far. They even brought some balloons, man. Steve and Shannon, we greatly appreciate y'all. I'm saying that. Both of them are in the restroom.
Giving them a shout out.
What are they doing in there together?
They either had poo-poo cramps or they had bad time in one of the two, man. But nonetheless, we come on out and hang out with us. We got Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. We're giving away $25 gift cards every day. If you're in the building, make sure you put your name in this raffle wheel or whatever you want to call it right here. You can't win if you're not here. You damn sure can't win if your name is not in the raffle box. And all we need is your name, man. All we need is your name. Don't waste the ink to put your whole address on there. We just need your name, baby. And if you're not here, you're not winning. So we don't need all that contact information.
So don't leave.
Yeah, that's right. Big shout out to Academy and Bud Light for making this happen. And big shout out to Christian's Tailgate for having us out here. This is a tremendous establishment. And here's what I encourage you to do. Look, we'd love for you to come see us. Again, we're right off Interstate 10, Highway 6, head north. Boom, we're right there. Right. I mean, you can't blink. You're right there. But if you can't get here, get to your nearest location. Christian's Tailgate, they got, I don't know how many, look, Tyler, how many, what location do you frequent?
Man, I used to, I think COVID may have taken this one down. I used to love the downtown location, but I go to the one in the Heights a lot, the Christian's Tailgate over off White Oak.
That damn COVID, boy, I tell you what, ain't worth a damn. But yeah.
White Oak is probably where I frequent most.
They took a lot of greatness from us, didn't it? But yeah, if you can't get here, get down to your nearest Christian's Tailgate, have a good time. It is a tremendous establishment. You pull in here and you can smell the crawfish being cooked. You know when a place is cooking crawfish literally on the front porch, they know what the hell's going on.
You're at the right spot then.
That's right. Ron Ugly is out. Chris Partee is in. You hear him on Area 45 at night a lot. You hear him a lot when he's filling in, up and down up and down the lineup, man. So we're glad to have him today. We're rocking and rolling. Chris asked me a question. We hadn't worked together a lot, and hell, we hadn't really hung out a lot. Yeah. It's hard to cross paths nowadays with a 1 and 3 year old brother. But he asked me a question. He said, "You know what? What do you expect from Christian Kirk?" And I said, "You know, that's a hell of a question." I think there's the expectations are really high, probably unfairly high, given that I think he is a true blue slot receiver that's got some twitch and some speed to be a bigger play guy. But everything he does, and everything's a big word. Let's say 99% of what he does, I think needs to start inside the hash or inside the numbers, okay. Really. So I think he's a true slot receiver. I think the expectations are probably a little bit unfair. He's got a really right now. He's the guy that's going to be tasked with two things, which one is being the security blanket for the quarterback, that slot receiver, yes. Seeing the game through the quarterback's eyes, and anytime he gets pressured, which really haunted this team last year, I think he's got to take care of C.J. Stroud. Then number two, he's got to be good enough to take pressure off of Nico Collins. Yes. Last year in critical situations, we saw teams really tilt, whether it's tilting man coverage or tilting zone coverage, to Nico Collins. And right now, before we see any of these rookies do anything and know what they're capable of, you know, I think Christian Kirk is going to be expected to do that. Now, I don't know that he's capable of doing that. I like Christian Kirk. I don't know if Christian Kirk is a good enough wide receiver to do all of those things. And we'll see. But I think first and foremost, to answer your question, first and foremost for me, Chris, is he's got to be an answer for C.J. Stroud versus pressure. I think he has got to be a guy.
God bless, brother.
Sees no problem, CJ. Hopefully he is exactly what I'm talking about. But he's got to be a guy that sees the defense the same way a quarterback does. And in particular, he's got to be a guy that can break the huddle, and the offensive coordinator is sharp enough to line him up the majority of the time in tight, so if they are pressuring, then you have him as an option.
Yeah.
But particularly what's going on in the box. He's got to have a keen awareness of where are the linebackers. Are the safeties stacked over the nickel defender? Is the safety stacked over a linebacker? Is the safety walked up in the A-gap? Like where? And it's not always going to be to his side. He's got to see it. To me, he's got to see it numbers to numbers. What's going on inside the numbers? Where are the safeties at? What are the backers' depth? Who's stacked behind who? Who's giving you the telltale sign that they're coming? And if C.J. Stroud doesn't see it, you got to be the guy to, hey, right here, yeah. right here. Hey, C.J., boom, right. As soon as you break it, look at this formation right here. He's got to be an extra set of eyes for C.J. Stroud and a security blanket for C.J. Stroud. And the reason I'm really hammering that home, Chris, is because I don't know how they're going to correct what we saw last year. He was the second most pressured quarterback in the league. He was hit a ton. If you watch the Texans, you know that they were hardly ever versus good defenses, hardly ever in a rhythm. They're hardly ever in a rhythm. He has got to be one of the answers for Nick Caley and C.J. Stroud versus pressure. Just flat out has to be. It's that important. It's the number one priority. Not big plays, not mentoring young receivers. No, I mean, no. He's got to be C.J.'s go-to when they get pressure.
But how long is it going to take for, I guess, the chemistry between him and C.J. because they haven't played together yet, and obviously OTAs, but C.J.'s not out there. I mean, he's working out, but he's not throwing right now. So, I mean, how long is that going to take for them to get that? We know Nico and C.J., they got the chemistry.
Yeah.
That's a done deal. But what about Christian Kirk?
Well, I think it's easier to develop this kind of chemistry. What you mentioned, the Nico Collins chemistry, we're talking a lot about not Devontae Adams, but we're talking a lot about Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf. Like those outside back shoulder throwing, you know, a lot of the timing routes where you got to let the ball go before you just got to trust the guy's going to do what he's supposed to do and be where he's supposed to be. That to me takes more time than, hey, do you see what I see?
Okay.
Right? And here's the part that to me gives me confidence. Is we've seen C.J. Stroud be an absolute, I mean, elite processor when it comes to his rookie year. I heard Reggie and him talking about it earlier, and they're talking. I can't remember how it was phrased. I know what John said that in some ways the second year was better than his first. And while I know what John's trying to say, I couldn't disagree more. Like I agree, the second year was not as bad as it wasn't bad per se. But that first year, man,
wasn't the same.
Oh man, that first year was impressive. We've seen C.J. Stroud do it, right? There's no way that Christian Kirk, all the football that he's played, there's no way in hell that he's not aware of it and doesn't understand it and does it and hasn't been taught, because he's always been a slot receiver. He's been talked to. Now, maybe he hasn't been asked consistently to do it,
yeah.
But he's been taught, hey, man, keep an eye on what the hell's going on in the box. Yeah. Man, when the defender over your head disappears, give the quarterback your eyes, man.
Yeah.
Like he's done those things. And so, and he's a veteran, right? So those seeing C.J. Stroud have done it before, and knowing Christian Kirk's been in the league for 8, 9 years, whatever it's been, gives me a lot of confidence.
7 years, yeah.
That's more of a mental chemistry than it is the physical chemistry that you saw, like the Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams just seemed like the back shoulder, the over the top, the where you're going to place the ball. Like, that's a different animal right there. The mental chemistry of just, you see what I see, and we don't need to communicate. I just know you're going to see it, and boop, there's the ball's out. That part of it, I think they can get to.
Yeah. I mean, so with that as well, you mentioned him being a security blanket. Now, I know many times for quarterbacks on, doesn't matter what level it is, but especially in the NFL.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
A lot of times, tight ends are looked at as security blankets. Now, I know last year you were not a big fan of Dalton Schultz and what he brought to the table last year. Do you see him getting back into those good graces and improving? Because the year before, it was different for him, right?
Yeah. That's a tough question. Because I don't know what to attribute him falling off the cliff last year, right?
You talk about it a lot last season.
Well, I'm disgusted with the inability, or really the unwillingness, the lack of physicality, the disinterest in putting your body on the line to protect your quarterback. I don't give a damn if it's a bad spot. I don't care what the offensive coordinator's doing. It doesn't matter. That's your quarterback back there, man. You got to lay it on the line, and he just got too much quit in him for me. Mm. But there's. The bigger part of that as it pertains to this conversation is, you know, he also didn't separate last year the way he did the previous year. He also dropped balls last year in critical situations when he didn't do that the previous year, right? And so there was a backslide, I think, on several fronts with Dalton Schultz. Can he get back to where he was 2 seasons ago? Or maybe even better, with Nick Caley being a tight ends guru, can he get better?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, if you're ever going to do it, a guy like Nick Caley, you would think would be a guy that could bring it out in you. And look, I'm on record, 100%. I'm on record of there is nothing more valuable to an offensive coordinator, and there's nothing more valuable to a quarterback than a tight end that sees the game through the quarterback lens. And a quarterback, I mean, a tight end that can do a little pass protect, and he's gritty. He'll pass protect. He can also, you know, create separation. He's athletic enough to create separation.
Yes.
He'll block in a run game. Like, that is a quarterback and an offensive play caller's best friend. So when you talk about the Christian Kirk thing, Dalton Schultz, I would rather Dalton Schultz be a killer. I'd rather Dalton Schultz go, hey man, this is my best year.
Yeah.
I would prefer that over Christian Kirk, to be completely honest with you. So,
but I mean, it feels like right now, just looking at the depth chart, it almost looks like Christian Kirk is going to have to be that second option as far as receivers, because you got two rookies coming in as well, and Tank Dell is out.
Oh, look, now that's a different conversation. Look, I think the pressure on Christian Kirk, as I mentioned, to take the pressure off of Nico Collins and to be a bigger threat than just Wes Welker.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Danny Amendola, Julian Edelman, like to be, and those are all great players,
really,
don't get me wrong.
Really good players.
But you, like, he needs to be the guy that Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans were talking about. Oh, he's got the speed to take it over the top, to go make big plays. Well, we need that.
Yeah, definitely,
We need that out of the gate. There's no doubt about it, because right now there's a lot of unknown beyond, I guess beyond Nico Collins. There's just a ton of unknowns. So we shall see what happens with the wide receivers. I'm excited to watch Christian Kirk. I'm a big fan of his style. I'm excited to watch him play, and I think he can be one of a handful of weapons that really change the game for this offense. We'll see if that happens. All right, the Pacers, NBA Finals Game 1 last night. The Pacers win in dramatic fashion, and that man Halliburton did it again, y'all.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.